It's quite literally the end of an era in Cuba. For the first time in 60 years, the island nation is to have a president who is not a Castro. 86-year-old Raúl Castro is stepping down after a decade in office, handing the reins over to Vice President Miguel Díaz-Canel, who was formally proposed as the successor in Parliament. The nomination of the 57-year-old engineer, who was 3 decades younger than the incumbent Castro, is expected to be confirmed by Cuba's National Assembly. The Parliament's Vice President, Ana María Marie Machado, made the formal announcement of the nomination.
Diputadas y diputados.
Fellow deputies, to me falls the responsibility and the honourable task in the name of the National Commission of Nominations to propose to you as President of the State Council of Ministers of the Republic of Cuba, Comrade Miguel Mario Díaz-Canel Bermúdez.
Mr. Díaz-Canel was born after the revolution and is seen as a relative modernizer who embraces technology and appears socially liberal. He is a civilian who has made greater internet access and more critical coverage in state-run media his signature issues. But he's unlikely to break any political tradition anytime soon. Mr. Díaz-Canel is a stalwart of the ruling Communist Party and considered a safe bet to inherit the ideological mantle of the Castros. His recent public statements have focused on the need for continuity and to fight imperialism as the country faces renewed tensions with its Cold War foe, the United States. Raúl Castro's departure is seen as unlikely to herald major changes in Cuba, at least for a while. But former diplomat and Cuban analyst Carlos Alzugaray says it's still an unprecedented situation.
First of all, Raúl Castro is not leaving the stage completely. He will assume a different post, which leads to a situation the Cuban government will have to look into, because it's unprecedented. Will you have a president who is not also head of the Communist Party?
On the streets of Havana, some Cubans appeared to embrace the prospect of a new, younger leader. Local Leonel Cruz welcomes a fresher face.
There has to be new people, a new mentality, new ideas, while maintaining the successes that the people have had until now. It's necessary for them to take responsibility and to confront all of the situations that face the country today. Young people with a new mentality.
Raúl Castro became president in 2008 when his brother Fidel formally handed over power as his health deteriorated, leading to his death in 2016, aged 90. In his decade in power, Raúl Castro brought change, significantly thawing relations with the United States for the first time since the revolution took the island on a sharply leftward path. He also introduced market reforms to one of the world's last Soviet-style centrally planned economies. But Cuba's economy is suffering the effects of a crisis in oil benefactor Venezuela. Relations with the United States are strained anew under President Donald Trump, and Cuba has few allies in the region. All challenges which will fall into the hands of the expected new president. Rashida Yousafzai, SBS World News.